This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last. Let's start with a very basic question to demonstrate something incredibly powerful and extremely important for our time. If I ran an AIDS clinic and invited people in to have free testing for HIV, and let's say 1,000 people showed up for the free HIV testing, and out of those 1,000 people, 10% tested positive for HIV. Now, suppose then I went to the media, I went to Fox News or some independent media, and I said, we've discovered that 10% of the people in the world have HIV. You would say that's crazy. You can't extrapolate this group of possible AIDS patients and their 10% positive rate. You can't extrapolate that to the world or to an entire state, for example. And yet this is exactly what those two doctors have done from California in their very viral video that was widely cited by the independent media, where, you know, critical thinking about statistics just seems to not exist except in very few exceptions. The two doctors said, well, because 12% of the high-risk people that were tested positive for coronavirus, therefore 12% of the entire state of California is infected with the coronavirus. That's what they said. Again, that's like testing people for HIV at an AIDS clinic and saying the entire population has the same ratio of infections. And then from there, of course, these two doctors who are, let's just be honest, mathematically illiterate, these two doctors then went on to claim that the coronavirus really wasn't very deadly at all and the lockdowns weren't necessary at all. And because a lot of independent media people and pro-Trump people wanted to believe it, they turned off all critical thinking skills when they listened to that video. And they said, yeah, this makes sense. We don't need lockdowns. The virus isn't dangerous. Almost nobody's dying. Yeah, 12% of the state's already been infected. But those are just delusions. Those are delusions. That's really like climate change people saying, yeah, it's a hockey stick. Yeah, all the temperatures are rising so fast. We're all going to be swept under a tidal wave of rising oceans. The cities will be inundated with water in the next 5 years. All the glaciers are melting. Same thing. You see, when it comes to science and politics, most people just go with whatever BS fits their narrative, and they don't think critically about the numbers, about the statistics. In fact, these two doctors out of California, they would have received an F in Statistics 101. Makes me wonder if they even had a statistics course in college, because the sample makes all the difference. You know, for example, if you walk up to 100 people and ask them, are you willing to take this poll? You will get results. You could print a study on this and probably have it show up in Fox News. The headline, 100% of Americans like to take polls. Well, that's because the people you selected to take the poll are people who take polls. You see, you have to have a randomized sample, especially when you're extrapolating to the population at large. You can't just take some small self-selected group like the Stanford study did. And again, a lot of independent media and pro-Trump media have been citing the Stanford study. The Stanford study claimed that, oh my God, this thing is 55 times larger than we ever thought in terms of infections in the state of California. How did they get to that? They ran ads on Facebook in California asking people to sign up for this antibody study and offering them free testing for the coronavirus if they signed up. Well, guess who signed up? People who thought they had the coronavirus, people who had symptoms, or who thought they had been exposed. In other words, high-risk people. And so the high-risk people signed up. And by the way, they also recruited their friends who they thought might have been exposed as well. They signed up, so there were, 3,300 people who signed up for that study. And out of the 3,300, 50 tested positive. And most of those tests were false positives, by the way. So the entire thing was nothing but bad sampling and bad testing. And yet it was the biggest story a week ago. in independent media. See, the coronavirus is not dangerous at all. Everybody's already been infected. I've seen people in independent media now claiming that herd immunity has already been reached in Sweden. Really? Well, that's a shock. That means there will be no more new infections in Sweden. And of course, there will be lots of new infections because Sweden is nowhere near herd immunity. Probably not even 10% of the people in Sweden have been exposed yet because of the lockdowns. And in California, it's probably no more than 2%. And these antibodies tests are wrong because they're full of false positives. And I've tried to go over this before, but it comes back to, I did a video on this called The Five Stages of Grief. And most people are going through the five stages of grief on this. They're mentally shocked and freaked out about what's happening. And so they are in a stage of denial, which is the first stage of the five stages of grief. And I think the website for that is just grief.com if you want to see the five stages. They are denial, and then anger, bargaining, depression, and then acceptance. But most people can't just leap to acceptance. They have to go through these stages. And denial is the first stage. And most of America remains stuck in denial, where they're just saying this isn't happening. The economy isn't being crushed. Unemployment isn't that bad. There is no virus. Herd immunity has already been reached, they will say. Things like that. They'll say, oh, it's not even really dangerous. It's no more dangerous than the flu, right? These are the things you hear from people who are in the denial stage. And then from that, they go to anger. They get angry. Oh, how dare we be locked down? Oh, the economic implosion, it's the fault of Governor Cuomo or Governor Newsom or President Trump or the people who said this virus was real. They'll lash out. They'll lash out and say it's the fault of the people who were warning people about the virus. Yes. So that's anger. And then they'll go into bargaining and then depression, which I call despair. That'll come later this year, maybe September or October, somewhere around that. And then finally, acceptance. And so acceptance is when people realize, oh my gosh, we just went through the first wave of a biological weapon attack on America, and tens of thousands of people died. And if we hadn't undergone the lockdowns, millions would have died. And now we have to rebuild our economy while taking precautions. You know, that's the mature adult response. And eventually people will get there. But until they get there, even a lot of doctors are just in a state of denial. And so they grasp at bad numbers and bad math and mathematical illiteracy just to try to comfort themselves emotionally, like, you know, like a child with a blanket just wants to be comfortable wrapping themselves in bad math and bad science because they can't face the reality of what has just happened. So there you go. When you see videos that are touted as being, oh, bombshell, amazing videos that just blow apart the official narrative, I encourage you to think critically about what people are saying in those videos, because very often what they're saying is complete nonsense, complete bunk. Makes no scientific sense whatsoever what those two doctors said. And it's kind of scary that they're practicing medicine, frankly. But, you know, that's what they are. So stay informed. Read my website, pandemic.news, where I offer a science-based, mathematically literate analysis of what's happening. You know, regardless of what's in the left-wing media or the right-wing media, I'm here to bring you the truth. My name is Mike Adams, Health Ranger, pandemic.news. Thank you for listening. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products, and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger Store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.